Welcome to Radio Today, broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 169.
Good morning. My name is Ndaba Mazabani, bringing you our devotions from Rosebank Union Church this morning. What a joy it is for us to be together. Well, I thought perhaps I'll let you know just some few things happening at Rosebank Union Church this week. We are running a spiritual gift course on Saturday morning for the next two Saturdays that are coming. If you're interested, please let us know. I'll be giving you a number, and you can check out also on our website some of these activities taking place at our church. Just to let you know also, on Tuesdays, every Tuesday actually at 10 o'clock, we do have a wonderful service that is done by designed to help you if you are looking for a time of fellowship and prayer and praise. Check it around. It starts at 10 o'clock every Tuesday morning. And it's really a wonderful opportunity to connect with others in a time of fellowship. And this coming Friday, we are starting a new Beth Moore study called Breaking Free. And it's happening here at Rosebank Union Church, starting at 9:15. And now, for all of these activities, let me say to you, you can call our office right away and get all the details. Our number is 011-784-6214. 011-784-6214. Remember, Rosebank Union Church is situated at St. Andrews, O'Connor St. Andrews, and William Nichols in Hellingham and Sandton. Well, that's it, and I hope you'll be able to also visit us. Our website is rosebankunion.org, and you can find lots of information regarding our church. Let's begin our time now by just listening together to this lovely song that I hope you're going to enjoy it. trust you have enjoyed that lovely piece talking about Hosanna to the highest. Just thought this morning I'll just pick up on a wonderful conversation that I found as I was reading in the Bible. It's a well-known story. It's a well-known conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus. In the third chapter of John's Gospel, we have this wonderful piece of conversation. Jesus meeting Nicodemus, and we know that Nicodemus was a rabbi. He was a Jew. He was a learned scholar. He was a ruler of the Jewish community. As we read in John chapter 3, verse 1, and as a Pharisee, also he was an expert in the Jewish scripture. And then Jesus said something to him that I think it troubled him. He said, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." Friends, that's probably a thing that is still puzzles many people today, this whole concept of being born again. When Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, Nicodemus was astonished by this thought. To be born again, does it mean that now I must go back and be formed or back to enter my mother's womb and then be born? But Jesus responded to him and said, "No, Nicodemus, to be born again doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be, you know, go back to your mother's womb. Rather, to be born again simply means to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is." In other words, to be born again simply means that to understand that God has sent Jesus Christ as a Savior. And because the Bible says that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all of us are born as sinners, and all of us are confronted with the fact that we need a new life. Unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So then being born again described to us a birth that only God can do. Two things, water and spirit. They are linked. In Ezekiel 36, we read this, the following words. "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from all your idols, I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules." What we read here in Ezekiel is God's promise. God promises us to cleanse us from our sin and give us a gift of a new heart, a gift of a new spirit, a divine spirit that only God can provide. So think for a moment about the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus and the fact that Nicodemus had to make a choice here. Is he going to allow Christ to give him a new heart? Is he going to allow Christ to provide him with a new spirit? Friend, I pray and ask that as you reflect on John chapter 3 and those verses that I've just read, you will reconsider even your own life. You will reassess your life and say, have I come to a point where I have allowed Christ, and Christ has cleansed me? Christ has given me a new heart and a new spirit. You see, flesh is just our nature. We do things and at times are not pleasing to God. We are born we are bent also to doing those things that are unpleasing to him. And that shows us that we are born spiritually dead. But when we respond to Christ, when we come to him with faith in him, we then get a new heart. Not only do we get a new heart, but also we do get a new spirit. So I can say to you today with all confidence that Jesus Christ sees all of humanity divided in two parts. Those who are merely born once, like I have been born in the flesh, but also those who are born again by the Spirit of God. Now, you need to decide. You need to assess your life and say, am I only just born once, or have I actually been born again by the Spirit of God? So, I want to challenge you this morning. Look away from yourself. Seek from God and what He alone can do for you. This is not just about being morally upright, but it simply means that you have a need. And that need is the new life in Christ. New life is what the whole world needs today. You and I, we need that life. The dead do not give themselves new life. We must be born again. It is not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of a man, but of God, as John chapter 1, verse 13 says. This is what Jesus demands from you. Why don't you take a moment today and reflect with me as we pray. Lord, thank you for these moments together that we can reflect in your word, or on your word. Pray that you will guide us today as we think about our own lives, and even as we give our lives, we pray that through your Spirit, you may refresh and renew us. Give us a new heart. Give us a new spirit. In Jesus' name. Until we meet next time, I want to say goodbye to you and hope that you'll enjoy this song that we're going to play for you, talking about Emmanuel, God with us.
Stand as one in giving you. music you love today on Radio Today.